Thanks to the wonderful folk at OTR. It is time to talk finals footy, and you'll be able to, of course, hear Port Adelaide and Geelong tonight on AFL Nation. Now, Malcolm Blight has got timeshare, obviously. He is not in this week. Booked his holidays before COVID, I reckon. But it is always a pleasure to welcome back to 5MU Terry Wallace joining us this morning. Good morning, Terry.
Thanks very much, Adam. Now, coming off the interchange bench, replacing Blighty, what a big task to be able to do that, but more than happy to give it my best shot.
Fresh as we head into the final term. That's how we'll couch it. Terry, and a huge game. South Australia all behind Port Adelaide, sort of. I'm sure there's some Crows fans who may not be agreeing with me at the moment, but it is Port Adelaide taking on Geelong. The power have had their troubles with the Cats this year. Can they get the job done tonight? Can you tell us they can?
Yeah, well, certainly they can. I mean, whether they do or not, I mean, is the $20,000 question.
Right.
I did have a wry smile when you said the whole of South Australia is behind Port Adelaide. I'm not sure all the Crows fans would be wanting to see the victory there. But, look, I think the game honestly sets up, and you are absolutely right that Geelong has had, you know, a fair control of Port of recent times, and obviously the last game they really did bully them a little bit. But to me, this game sets up around the fact that it's an us-against-them mentality with Port. They still believe that the competition and people within the competition still aren't trusting in them as the number one seed. It's a top side, and you know, they've got a bit of a point to prove. Now, Geelong have been really quite susceptible to first quarters in finals in recent years, and if you look at their last, you look at their last 5 weeks, they've been exactly the same. Bulldogs had 8 or 9 scoring shots against them. Richmond had 8 or 9 scoring shots against them, and that's the Sydney Swans in the last game did exactly the same early in that first quarter. So, to me, it's about Port Adelaide jumping, getting the ascendancy early, using the whole sort of fervour of Adelaide Oval and their supporter base, and getting on top early, and then trying to maintain that throughout the game.
They got some. Both sides have some big bodies to kick to score points. It'll be great to see Dixon with his physicality and Hawkins as well. It's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. And the two key big boys, as you mentioned, are going to be a massive part. Last time around, it was complete control by Tom Hawkins of the game. Charlie's had a fantastic year. He's really the answer to be able to really sort of drive it back the other direction. Obviously, they just need a little bit more midfield ball movement than what they got against the Cats last time. So, those two players will play a big part. I get the sense that they'll send Jonas this time around straight to Hawkins. It was Cleary the last time. I don't think that will happen again.
No.
I just don't like the fact that they played him from in front the whole time. He just pushed them under the ball. He's such a big presence that maybe a back shoulder, more defensive style of play would be the better way to play Tommy Hawkins. But look, I don't think he'll dominate the game like he did last time. They will have done plenty of work on that. So big opportunity. And my gut feel with the game is the winner of this game, I think, can make it through to the grand final. I think that gives him, say if it's Port, gives him control of that preliminary final back in Adelaide again against a team that would have been on the roll for 2 or 3 weeks. So I think it really does give them a strong advantage. So it's big consequences in this match. I'm not saying the loser can't recover, but it's going to be a lot of hard work because the loser then will head to what I think will be Richmond's side of the draw, which would make it a lot more difficult to get through to a grand final.
Well, let's talk about that Friday night, Brisbane and Richmond. You've got the Tigers there. I mean, Port Adelaide Brisbane grand final would be a nice throwback, but you've got the Tigers in front.
Yeah, they're my number one seeds in the competition. I think they deserve to be that way. I mean, if they do get the result this year, that would have them 3 of the last 4 years premiers. That great Geelong side that we saw go around won 3 in 5 years. So Richmond will have actually surpassed that. So I think they're on a bit of a mission. I think they know that if they win this final, they don't have to leave their hub in Queensland for the rest of the time. A loss might have them, now they'll know the result of that beforehand anyway, but might have them have to go to Adelaide Oval. So obviously they lost over in Adelaide earlier on the year, so they'll want to avoid that. And I just think that they're the best side with the best structure in the competition, some star players. Obviously, they'll miss Lynch not being there. I mean, he's a key part of their lineup these days, but I just do think they can get a result. I don't think Brisbane will go out straight sets this year. I think that they've learnt from and matured up a little bit from last year where they lost both of their games. So they've been owned by Richmond. I think it's 17 in a row that Richmond have beaten them. They're owned by the Tigers. I think they'll get closer this time around, but I think that I wouldn't like to play them. If they do get beaten, I wouldn't like to play them the following week because I just don't get the sense that they'll go out straight sets 2 years in a row.
Gotcha. Let's head to Saturday. Two games, St Kilda and the Bulldogs. Fascinating. I mean, it's an honour just to be nominated, perhaps, for St Kilda, but they'll be looking to push further into the finals.
Yeah, they will. And look, they've had a great year. I mean, coming from so much change in the off-season with their trades, you know, five or six blokes they brought into the club, it's worked very, very well for them. Bulldogs, which has now got them into his fourth finals series, so well done to them as well. I like the match-up between the two because if they had played in separate elimination finals, there may have been a chance that neither got through to the second week, but the match-up this way around, at least one gets a chance to get a little bit of, number one, final success, but also a bit of momentum going into that second week. In a nutshell, to me, the game is St Kilda are a bit stronger at both ends. The Bulldogs are stronger through the middle of the ground. So which wins out? If St Kilda match them in the middle, I think they get a result. But I get the sense that the Bulldogs through the middle with guys like Bontempelli, McRae, Caleb Daniel coming off that half-back line, those three are all Australians. Liberatore, just think they might be a little bit strong through the middle, and that's why I'm leaning towards the Bulldogs. But, as I said, if Saints match them in the middle, they'll get a result.
Hey, we're talking to Terry Wallace. Thanks to OTR today. And the final game of the first week of finals is Saturday, and it is West Coast and Collingwood. I guess West Coast started poorly in season 2020, got to a good run. Collingwood the other way around, sort of tripping over a little with some big injuries and having to travel so far. It's going to be a big task to beat the Eagles.
Yeah, you summed it up pretty well. I find it very difficult to really put a strong case in for the Pies. They've lacked scoring in the back half of the year. They've got some absolute kingpins out of their lineup. The isolation factor that you're over there for a week, can't even really train in a major group. They've had to leave a lot of their staff even back in the hub in Queensland, just because of circumstance with that isolation. So very, very difficult task. West Coast get quite a few back. Haven't lost this year over in Perth. You've got a situation where also the last two finals they've played over there were 55 and 60-odd points. That was Essendon last year and the prelim final against Melbourne the year before. So they've dominated teams over there. Can it be done? Of course it can, but hard to really make a major result for Collingwood getting through. So I think West Coast will march on to week two.
Delicious is the prospect of four great games. You'll hear them here on AFL Nation, of course, all thanks to Delicious Sea Coffee, where you can get it on the app. So it's ready for you before you get to OTR. Terry, thank you so much. Welcome back to 5MU. It's been a joy to talk to you, and we'll hopefully have four stellar games of footy to listen to this weekend.
Well, thanks for your time, Adam, and to your listeners, good luck if your team's still alive.